You're listening to Current State on WKAR. I'm Melissa Benmark, sitting in for Mark Bayshore today. Well, the locavore movement has taken off in at least the last 5 years, approximately. This notion that consuming food that's raised and grown close to where we live was even given a memorable sun-up in the hit IFC comedy Portlandia.
If you have any questions about the menu, please let me know.
I guess I do have a question about the chicken, if you could just tell us a little bit more about it.
The chicken is a heritage breed, woodland-raised chicken that's been fed a diet of sheep's milk, soy, and hazelnuts.
Okay, this is local?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to ask you just one more time, and it's local?
It is.
Is that USDA organic, or Oregon organic, or Portland organic?
It's just all across the board, organic.
The hazelnuts, these are local?
How big is the area where the chickens are able to roam free?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have exactly the same question.
4 acres.
Parody is not, however, the only thing that the locavore movement has spawned. Over the last 5 years, food hubs have become an increasingly popular way to scale the local food movement affordably and efficiently. Their goals are to make produce and meat raised nearby more readily accessible to people of all income levels, as well as larger scale institutions like hospitals and school cafeterias. And it turns out that Michigan is a national leader in food hubs. Here to tell us more are Rich Pirock. He's the Senior Associate Director of MSU's Center for Regional Food Systems and co-convener of the Michigan Food Hub Network. Also joining us, Joan Nelson, Director of the Allen Neighborhood Center, which just recently launched their food hub called the Allen Marketplace. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It's
Thank
great
you.
To be here.
First of all, Rich, what exactly is a food hub?
Well, all food hubs are a bit different, but what they have in common is that they're businesses or organizations that actively manage aggregation and distribution of what we'd call source-identified products. And basically, we're talking about products that are local in origin.
How new of a concept is this?
The term itself really has only come into vogue in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, we've had for eons, we've been aggregating and distributing food, and we have a great national and global system to do it. What differentiates food hubs, and you know, we just finished a national survey looking at food hubs across the country, is that they do this work specifically to try to bring local food to markets within that area. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of food hubs are serving markets within 100 miles of where their hub is. So, you know, each state's different. Rhode Island's different than Alaska,
sure,
obviously,
sure.
In size and what would constitute local. But 100 miles is a fairly short distance, and hubs are continuing to grow across the country and are serving those markets.
I understand Michigan is one of the leading areas for this kind of emerging trend. What is it about Michigan that's made it kind of a pioneer in that?
Well, Michigan's unique for several reasons. First, just to give you just brief perspective, just in the last few years, entities that are calling themselves food hubs or identified have grown. We've USDA and the Wallace Center, which is a national nonprofit that's sort of keeping track of this. There's about 220, 230 so-called food hubs around the country as of this summer. As a matter of fact, we sent surveys to all of those. And so what's unique about Michigan is the fact that there is some state funding for value-added ag and regional food, and this will segue into some of the things Joan will talk about, that have provided resources for organizations and entities that want to start food hubs or food hub-like aggregation and distribution type operations. That there also is the fact that Michigan is such a diverse agricultural state, and so there's lots of fruits and vegetables, and we still have other ag industries and poultry, meat, and eggs. And we have this statewide food hub network. It's really a learning community, and Joan and her colleagues are part of it, and it's just an opportunity for us to learn together how we can make this work for local and regional markets. So that's what makes Michigan unique.
Well, let's bring you in, Joan Nelson. Tell us about the Allen Marketplace. Pretty new, right?
It is very new. The Allen Marketplace has been a work in progress for the last couple of years. We have worked around food for about 14 years, had developed since 1999 a set of
pretty synergistic food programs that included our pantry, the Allen Street Farmers Market we launched in 2004, the Hunter Park Garden House, supporting a number of gardening initiatives on the east side of Lansing. But we had, for quite a while, been planning the development of a multifunctional food resource center. We've known for a while that we wanted it to house a kitchen, a licensed kitchen for use by food entrepreneurs looking to rent affordable licensed kitchen space, as well as to offer lots of classes and workshops on food prep and food preservation. We knew that we would bring our farmers market indoors, and we will do that in November. Our 10-year-old market will become a year-round market. But the food hub piece was actually the latest piece to consider for our Allen Marketplace, for our multifunctional food resource center.
Yeah, what's the mission of that?
I'm sorry?
And what's the mission?
The program that is our food hub, we refer to as the Exchange, and its mission is to link growers within 75 miles of Lansing with institutional and commercial buyers who are interested in buying local. And so we've actually begun a soft launch of the Exchange, of the program. It took us several months to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And but we've been really pleased in that their early response has been pretty robust. We have over 30 growers who have registered with our exchange, mm-hmm. as well as about 20 buyers that include, you know, a school district and a couple of different grocery stores, several restaurants, a hospital. You know, so we're off to a promising start.
What are some of the challenges that have popped up in establishing this?
Well, we decided early on to have a web-based ordering system. You know, we're lucky in the state of Michigan to have a Michigan company called Local Orbitz, and the Local Orbitz folks had developed a really appropriate platform for the posting of and the purchase of product. And so we were able to, to get in on the Local Orbitz platform, populate it with all of our Allen Marketplace information, our farmers and buyers, and so on. Although it sounds like a high-tech operation, in fact, it is very high-touch. And so one of the in that we've, you know, needed to meet with farmers to spend actually a fair amount of time teaching them how to use this web-based system. So that's been a little bit of a challenge, you know, working with farmers, getting them comfortable with the process of posting product, of pricing product appropriately for the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
The way it works is that by Sunday night at 5 o'clock, all of our farmers post the products that they have for the week. On Monday by 5, all of our buyers actually purchase over allenmarketplace.org. Tuesdays, the farmers put it all together, and Wednesdays, they come together in a three-hour period where the exchange takes place, where the farmers deliver, essentially, to the buyers. It's a fun scene. It's a little different than a farmer's market where people see the names of farms on a table. When you come to our exchange, you see the names of the buyers on the table. So you'll see the name of a restaurant with four or five farmers' deliveries on that table. It's fascinating and fun.
It connects the link between the farm and
yes,
the table.
Yes, it does. And there's a lot of interaction and conversation that is very helpful. Farmers want to know what institutions want to buy, and institutions are happy to share that information.
Rich, you recently completed a national survey of food hubs, and what were some of the more significant findings in that?
Well, we're able to reach out and actually get complete responses from over 100 surveys around the country. And just a number of things that I'll just note very, very briefly here. They are financially viable businesses, particularly those hubs that have been in business for longer periods of time, over 5 years or so. They are seeing their revenues are exceeding their expenses, which is a good thing. Some of the newer hubs, not as much yet, but we think we'll continue to see that. On average across the country, food hubs, and there's a wide swath. Some of them are generating, a few thousand dollars in revenue, others tens of millions. But on average, there's about 19 paid positions in a food hub across the country.
That's substantial.
That ranges from zero to over 100. But there is a wide range, and the markets across the country, and you know, Joan hit on these: restaurants, small grocery stores, K-12, colleges are typical markets. And also, I think it's really important to, and this again gets back to the name, three-fourths of these hubs indicated that the producers that they actually work with are small to mid-size. So we're really trying with these food hubs is to be able to aggregate the smaller farmers' products to be able to sell to these different types of markets.
What do you think the climate is like in Michigan for food hubs? Either one or both of you can chime in on this. I understand that there's a growing network of people. What do you talk about amongst yourselves in terms of making this work?
Well, I think that the food movement in Michigan and certainly in Lansing is robust and dynamic. I mean, there is so much going on. You know, we spend time talking about what we've seen happen over the last 10 years, the growth of farmers markets, for instance, from 3 in 2004 to 26 now in mid-Michigan, over 100 community gardens, about half a dozen self-defined urban farms. But we also spend some time talking about the next step. And the next step really does have to do with the development of food hubs, of opportunities for growers, small growers, to connect with institutions interested in buying local. And it also has to do with developing processing places, you know, where folks can create value-added product and put them into systems like our exchange or other food hubs, but actually just, you know, to generally increase the consumption of locally grown or regionally grown food. I mean, that's the focus. How do we increase the consumption of locally grown produce?
Just quickly, from each of you as we wind up here, where do you, Rich, see the broader food hub movement in Michigan? Joan, where do you see Allen Marketplace?
I think if we continue to have the package of some state funding to be able to provide the kind of build out, coordinated technical assistance, a learning community, and the willingness to collaborate and cooperate, food hubs themselves can cooperate on buying boxes, doing other things to keep costs down. We like to use that term coopetition, that combination of cooperation and competition. I think we particularly need to build up our business skills and business literacy with these, and so we need dedicated efforts to do that. And the other part of this that's real important, that's a growing consumer issue, is we need additional assistance and training on food safety.
Joe Nelson, where do you see the Allen market in 5 years?
Whoa. Well, I see all of its programs doing a slow and steady grow, certainly the exchange, as well the kitchen. And the kitchen is very directly serving the low to moderate income folks who live in Lansing, in the near downtown area. I think, you know, I think we will continue to provide easy and affordable access through multiple programs and projects, access to good food for people in the Northeast Quadrant and well beyond, even as we're involved in providing a regional service through the exchange. I also hope that the Allen Marketplace, because we're a community building entity, I hope that the Allen Marketplace, in addition to providing these really fun programs, will also become a social and gathering spot, a place that helps stabilize and strengthen the east side of Lansing.
Okay, Rich Pirog is the Senior Associate Director of MSU's Center for Regional Food Systems and co-convener of the Michigan Food Hub Network, and Joan Nelson is the Director of the Allen Neighborhood Center, which just recently launched their food hub called the Allen Marketplace. Thanks so much to both of you for joining me.
Thank you, Melissa.